Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, Sabai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear Lord Nrisimhadev, please, therefore, cease your anger now that my father, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Even a saintly person takes pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake. All the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness, and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be free from fear. Please repeat. My Lord Nrisimhadev, please, therefore, cease your anger now that my father, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake. All the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness, and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be freed from fear. Purport. The most important point in this verse is that although saintly persons never desire the killing of any living entity, they take pleasure in the killing of envious living entities like snakes and scorpions. Hiranyakashipu was killed because he was worse than a snake or a scorpion, and therefore everyone was happy. There was no need for the Lord to be angry. Now, there was no need for the Lord to be angry. The devotees can always remember the form of Nrisimha when they are in danger, and therefore the appearance of Nrisimhadev was not at all inauspicious. The Lord's appearance is always worshipable and auspicious for all sane persons and devotees. So Srila Prabhupada said that we worship Lord Nrisimhadev for three reasons: to protect the guru, to protect the movement, and to protect the devotees. So he is our Lord Nrisimhadev is our Ishtadeva of protection. Not that we worship him exclusively of Radha and Krishna and Gaunitai. Thank you. But he is there for protection. So we don't have to bother Gauranga, and they're busy propagating their Sankirtan mission, and Radha and Krishna are enjoying their pastimes. So this form of Lord Nrisimha, he'll take care of the protection of the devotees. Here in the purport, Prabhupada is talking about the most important point in his verse is that although saintly persons never desire the killing of any living entity, they take pleasure in the killing of an envious living entity like a snake or a scorpion. So Prabhupada gave one personal example when he was in Mayapur. He was at the Chaitanya Mat at the house of his guru, and you've seen his house. When you go to the Chaitanya Mat, there's a house just before you approach it. So Bhaktisiddhanta's house, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura's house, and there was a little veranda there on the first floor. He would pace up and down. Prabhupada said he would pace up and down chanting there. And one time when Srila Prabhupada was there, the devotees found a big snake, a poisonous snake. So they called out, "Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, is a poisonous snake on Indra's throne." When he killed the... Nrisimhadev was sitting on Indra's throne because he had the battle there. He killed Hiranyakashipu there. And some temples in South India also, they say this is where Nisringadev killed Hiranyakashipu. Big columns are there. So we ask, how come Nisringadev killed him here? In Bhagavatam it says he was killed on Indraloka. And they say, no, simultaneously these things happened. It simultaneously went on here and it went on Indraloka. So they have many places in South India where Nisringadev appeared, and Prahlad was there. Although he was actually occupying the throne of Indra. So although he's appeared in this ferocious form and he's angry, he's killed Nisringadev. Not only killed Hiranyakashipu, but he's killed millions of his soldiers. And so he's really, really ferocious. But still, it's considered very auspicious. Whatever Krishna does is very auspicious and never inauspicious. It's like we have the temple of Ranchoji. Krishna ran away from the battlefield. He should be considered a coward. He ran away from the battlefield. Of course, he had a good reason. Because then Rukmini had sent him that letter through the Brahmana to come and kidnap her. He thought, well, this is pretty interesting. Better than defeating Jarasandha. I've already defeated him 17 times. What's the use of defeating him again? This is quite interesting. This Rukmini, the goddess of fortune, is asking me to come. So he left the battlefield to tend to his other business. But because he left and he was accused by Jarasandha and everyone, oh, he's a coward, he ran away, he's Rancho. It means he left the battlefield. It's the worst thing you can do as a Kshatriya is to run up, be a coward and run away. But then you have a temple of Ranchoji. Although it's an abominable disgrace for a Kshatriya to run away, but still he runs away, and what they do, they put him in a temple and worship him as Rancho, the one who ran away from the battle. So whatever Krishna does is always glorious and worshipable. So here he's appearing in a ferocious form, but still they're worshipping. And not only they're worshipping, but they're saying also, now you perform this pastime, we've got something to remember in the future. So even today we have this, we can remember how Lord Nisringadev came in this form and killed Hiranyakashipu. So we can always be remembering the Lord, and we can take advantage and pray to him for the protection of the devotees, of Guru, and of the movement. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, now please cease your anger now. He's asking him to cease his anger. In the last verse of purport, it says that, anyway, it said that the Lord is always, these are only his pastimes, okay. Yeah, your appearance in this form is your pastime for your own pleasure. So he's completely angry, but actually it's for his pleasure. So Prahlad and Maharaj are saying, now you give up your anger, Prabhupada said, because the devotees are naturally very simple. They're simple and faithful. So they're praying, please give up your anger, Lord, because we're a little bit frightened also. Prahlad wasn't so frightened. But everyone else was, the demigods were. They couldn't even go forward. Lakshmi, is my husband? My husband? That's my husband. I've never seen a form like this. Brahma couldn't go, so they kind of pushed Prahlad forward. You know, actually, he came for you, Prahlad, so you should go and pacify him. So Prahlad Maharaj, he's pacifying the Lord with prayers. So, whatever the Lord does, He is absolute in His dealing. So, and so He performs this angry form. But Krishna's not at all attached. He's not attached to anything. So He's aloof from happiness and distress. And so why you should be overcome by anger, calm, cruel? It's a very bad quality, anger. But how the Lord is... So then we understand philosophically that, you know, it's His pastime. And so in Tattva, yeah, He can become angry. But in Rasa, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, please get rid of your anger. You can stop your anger now, Lord Nrisingadev. Because He's very meek, and Prabhupada said they're very meek. And simple. They're very simple. And so Prahlad is very simple. So he has a relationship with Lord Nrisingadev, but somehow now this astrologist, he has his gold, he's killing Hiranyakashipu. Anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is making the prikram, but he's very merciful to the devotees. But when he first came, I was in so much anticipation that I was shaking. We were hearing all these stories about this Ugra Nrisingha and how, you know, the whole town was lost, became a ghost town, and everybody was deserted it, or they were killed or something. And when the deity was bought, we bought the deity, and then they said, okay, so you're going to worship the deity? I said, I'm not worshiping Lord Nrisingadev. The Pangadrangi you will worship. I'm not worshiping Lord Nrisingadev. We're scared. Oh, I'm taking him back then if you're not going to worship. I thought you would worship him. So then finally Pangadrangi agreed to do that safer, to worship Lord Nrisingadev. But still I was in complete anticipation. It's scary, you know, hearing all these stories. What's going to happen to the deity department in Mayapur now? And for quite some time then,